Gracias, señora.
Thank you, Chair. With my first remarks, I would like to greet the delegation of Hong Kong and to thank them for their availability and willingness to meet with this committee in order to speak about the human rights situation in the Special Administrative Region. I would also like to thank all the entities that have participated in this process for their commitment to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, one that we are all bound by, and that surely enough will be strengthened in terms of its efficiency and its results as a product of this constructive dialogue. Today, in this session, I simply want to ask about one issue, and that is domestic violence, or violence against women, which is issue 9 of the list of issues. In its previous concluding observation of 2013, this committee recommended to Hong Kong, China, to redouble its efforts to combat domestic violence. In many ways, among them, ensuring the efficient implementation of the ordinance or the decree on family violence and relations of cohabitation. In this regard, Hong Kong, China should guarantee providing assistance and protection to the victims, as well as the criminal prosecution of the authors, and awareness raising about this issue among the whole society. This committee is pleased to note that on March 1st, 2016, the Law on Domestic Violence entered into force. The delegation of Hong Kong, China, would you mind informing the committee on the following aspects that relate to the implementation of that law? First, how many women have lost their lives since then, victims of a crime of violence against women? Can the delegation of Hong Kong, China provide us broken down data to answer this question? Secondly, how many protection warrants have been requested since the entry into force of this law? How many have been granted? Third, once a protection warrant has been granted, how is its enforcement followed up on? Fourth, are there police units as well as units of prosecutors and judges that are specialized in this type of offenses? Are there training courses on this type of offenses for police officers, prosecutors, and judges? Are civil and criminal aspects related to violence against women treated jointly in one single court? What social or psychological assistance services are provided to victims? Are there public campaigns to prevent violence against women? And has any monitoring been done to evaluate the results of these campaigns? Is there an observatory on violence against women, where data on violence against women are gathered and centralized? And then, is there an authority that coordinates the actions of all authorities working in the area of violence against women? Thank you very much for your attention, and I look forward to receiving your replies.